because when you look at Trump, we're really talking about Americanism. I've argued that Americanism, as thinkers of populism like Cass Mudd have shown, really kind of begins in the 1830s, 1840s with the Know-Nothings, who are a sort of bizarre populist kind of group that really shunned immigrants in particular and cultivated this understanding of what is American, who is the true American, who really believes in America, and how do we define Americanism as opposed to immigrants in particular.
Land, supporting human conditions, not free market propaganda and corrupt politicians, cause they own by special interest groups that fund their campaign. That's why you hear the same old things they claim, but change never came. It's a dirty game maintained by rain for capital.
We've been listening to Project Censored Radio today. It's now 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And then at 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock, the Recovery Zone looks at the benefits of soil carbon sequestration and regenerative agriculture. Stay tuned for all that and more coming up on KBOO, your community radio. We appreciate you listening and becoming a member of KBOO today. That would be great. Just go to kboo.fm and click where it says Donate.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the 27th Annual Cascade Festival of African Films, taking place Thursdays through Sundays until March 4th at PCC Cascade in Portland. The Cascade Festival of African Films shows us Africa through the eyes of Africans, rather than a Vision of Africa package for Western viewers. The films celebrate Africa's achievements, expose its failures, and reveal possibilities for a hopeful future. The festival includes live music performances, plays and short films, documentary, and a Women's Filmmakers Week. Again, that's the 27th Annual Cascade Festival of African Films, Thursday through Sundays until March 4th, at Moriarty Arts and Humanities Building, Room 104 at Portland Community College, 705 North Killingsworth Street in Portland. More information and specific times for the screenings can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your alt radio, or Cascadia, the other side of the fact. We haven't really started doing that yet. I assume that you'd probably notice if we did. 90.7 FM on the app, kboo.fm. Everywhere. And don't forget, while you're on the website, and it is indeed new and improved, I can safely say that, don't forget to go to that button, and if you're not a member now, become a member. If this doesn't inspire you, I'm sure the website will. Become a member today, or renew your membership, or perhaps send Trump or one of his minions a membership to KBOO. They certainly need it. Whether they know it or not. So that said, we have weather here in Cascadia. May not have it in suites at the top of Trump Tower in New York, but here we have what we call weather. Showers likely later on. It's been very cloudy this morning. We should have highs around 46 today. And for tonight, again, chance of rain, but late, and could be a little bit of snow mixed in with that. Lows around 33, and The chance for rain, snow tomorrow also lingering. Cloudy skies, lows around 45. And for tomorrow night, Thursday night, again 50-50 as far as rain and or snow. Lows around 32, obviously. It has to be 32. We wouldn't be having snow, would we? So that's it. They say little or no snow accumulation expected. So you can race back and put the shovel back in the cupboard. That's our guest today, Kevin Alexander Gray. This is going to be interesting. Kevin Alexander Gray has been traveling around the country, and story here is he is reflecting on President Trump's visit to the Museum of African American and Culture and Life. So the formal name for that is the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. This is, of course, this week is the anniversary. It was day before yesterday of the assassination of Malcolm X, and that in itself is something all of us perhaps need to reflect on by any means necessary, has grown in stature, meaning, and significance as in the Black Lives Matter world. Black Lives Matter, perhaps more than people even realize it, this is a profound statement, and it is reverberating across the country everywhere. People who claim not to be white people, claiming not to be racist, should need to do a bit of self-examination, because just the fact of being white does require just a little bit more reflection and soul searching, because there's going to be something there. Just as for African American people, something that no one really in the white world thinks about is that slavery is not that far away. It's doesn't go away instantly. It hovers. It's there, and it definitely affects everything in one's life, I would imagine. So that said, and the museum being open now, Trump has visited it. My guest today, Kevin Alexander Gray, back from a trip across the country, will be writing a great deal about that trip. But we're fortunate to have him on the show with us today. I just want to very quickly mention that John Kiriakou, whose book Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Taught Me to Survive, and that book is coming out in May. John is going to be on our show the Thursday or Friday, I believe, and then we'll have a longer show when the book comes out. So it's just a heads up, John Kiriakou's book is coming out soon. Good morning, though. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for asking me on.
We are very glad to have you on the show today. This has been Trump's presidency is bad news for all
it's
of us.
It's something. But you know what? So part of it is, I think, for the people who are out in the streets, the people who are protesting and going to the meetings and doing what you just mentioned, doing a bit of self-reflection, I think the presidency has been good for that. You have to ask the question, what would have happened if Hillary Clinton had have gotten elected? I kind of think that it would have been kind of a transition from Obama to Hillary, and you would have had the same kind of malaise that existed with Obama. Mm-hmm. I mean, no question, Black Lives Matter came on the scene during Obama, but a lot of what we're looking at with Trump is just the culmination of the expansion of executive power and Republican power over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 decades. I would dare say probably from World War II through Korea, but especially Korea, Vietnam, when you had presidents with the power to declare war without making Congress take on that responsibility, to the point with Obama that you have an assassination program and drone warfare, and which is leaves that power into the hands of Trump. And the alternative to not having Trump now, although people are out there talking about impeachment, is Pence. Yeah. And I think I'd rather be on the crazy train than be on the religious, self-righteous train.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And Pence in Europe seems to be way out of his depth. And
they're out of their depth because of what you spoke about early. They believe that they can invoke white nationalism and white supremacy and white male supremacy and hierarchy in a world. In an internet world where people understand what that is, they may, you know, because I heard you and we were talking about racism and white folk and racism and what that means and what skin privilege means,
yes.
And what white supremacy means for people. I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, but for folk like us that look at racism and white supremacy, we look at it in its power dynamic. That we all come under a racist white supremacist system, be you black, white, male, female, Latino, Native, American, whatever background you come from, this the system that we operate and operate within. Someone asked me the other day, what about can black people be racist? I said, well, you know what? If you're a security guard or a prison guard working in a prison, and that prison is based on the idea of mandatory minimums and profiling and looking at a certain group of people as prone to criminality, then you're a racist. You're working a racist system. You can't disconnect yourself from that. It's like that movie Cool Hand Luke where the guy locks Luke up and he says, just doing my job. Well, just doing your job doesn't make it right, which was Luke's response.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and for all the ICE officers of whatever ethnic, religious or cultural origin that they come from, if they start rounding up people for mass deportations, they're committing a racist act, and that's what that will be. So, you know, people have a tendency to confuse bigotry with racism and white supremacy in their power dynamics and definitions.
I think, too, that Trump's world, existing primarily on Twitter and in a very isolated Trump Tower where he's waited on hand and foot, has no touch with the reality is that he's outnumbered.
Trump sees way more people. I mean, he views black people, when you see how he dealt with April Ryan or he dealt with visiting the African American History Museum and the people that were there with him, he deals with black people as caricatures and stereotypes, even on the personal level. But as I said, let's not be deceived. Trump is carrying out, which is why you don't hear peep from the Republican Party. He's doing everything that the Republican Party has wanted to do for as long as I've understood politics. So, you know, we can go off on Trump, but the most stroke that we have right now is confronting the Republican legislators, be they state legislators or be they congressional legislators and senators. We need to confront them in their homes, in their districts, at these town hall meetings, and demand that they have a sense of humanity about their politics.
That's what's missing is they already have disavowed government, yet they are government, and government would seem to first and foremost above anything else to demand humanity of those
who want to participate. I mean, I'm a lefty, and I posted on Facebook this morning. When did we give up the notion of open borders and support of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? I mean, they're basically. That's what we're talking about. And then going back to this idea of history and the trip that I've taken and how I view what I saw growing up in the South and traveling all across the country is that, you know, and I didn't realize that had been to almost every state in the Union, is that our history is so tied to everything that we do. the history of migration from Central America and Mexico, and that has existed long before this country was a country, of land that this country won during war. You know, you ask the average person about the Treaty of Hidalgo, they don't know what that means. They think the Alamo is just about Davy Crocker, as opposed to Texas fighting to come into the Union as a slave state.
Hang on a second, Kevin, because we've only got, I don't know, 45 seconds left to go. I want to know, before we let you go, the journey that you have just been on, you're going to be writing about that. I know listeners want to hear more about it, and also more on your reflections on Donald Trump's visit to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. So where can we find out more about that? And just a couple of set of thoughts on this recent journey you've been on.
Well, it's going to be in the Progressive. I'm trying to finish it up now. I'm past my deadline. I know my editor's freaking out. And so it should be out in next month's edition if I can get it done today. And then, of course, as it relates to Donald Trump, I hope he goes back to the museum. I hope he actually takes some time to be a better person and listen and learn and not think it's all about him. That's what everyone needs to realize. It ain't all about the individual. It's about how we journey through this country and how we build this country to make it a more humane country together.
Thank you so much for that. I'm so glad that you could be with us today. I know you got work piled up on all sides, and thank you for writing the piece and going through this period of travel. Thank you so much. My guest has been Kevin Alexander Gray. This has been a Cascadia for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. Engineering for us today, Tammy Dean. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Cooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. No.